Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning. It's Terry Stacey and Tina McIntosh, and you're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday. It is February 15th. Just a programming note, if you will. At 3 o'clock, we've got IU at Purdue, and you will hear that coverage, again, beginning right at 3 o'clock for the pregame show starting at, and I'm going to say it again, it's 3 o'clock because I can't say it enough. It's 3 o'clock is when you're going to hear IU at Purdue. How are you, Tina Vina?
I'm doing great. I know what I'll be doing at 3 o'clock.
What happens at 3 o'clock?
Something about a game.
And where is it? It's right here on WIBC. Hope you had a good week. You have a good week?
I did. Recovering from Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Did you get something nice?
You know, lots of love. Lots of love.
How's Jeff doing? Jeff is Tina's husband.
Speaking of love.
He was diagnosed with kidney cancer several weeks ago and has been through some procedures. And last we heard, things are good.
Yep, back to work. Found an oncologist, which who knew we'd be so happy about that. feel like we're assembling our team and found our quarterback, so it's all good.
That's good.
And yeah, we'll know more probably in another month.
That's so good. Yeah. All right. Well, Tina is, by the way, if you're just joining us for the first time on Caregiver Crossing, Tina is the CEO, the founder of Joy's House, an adult day center, and she brings a lot to this particular hour. At 9 o'clock, then, we're joined by the guys on the Home and Garden Show. Pat Sullivan will be here, as well as Dick Crum. But until then, we're going to keep you company and talk to all of those that of you that that care for a loved one, whoever you may be. We hope that you find some peace and some comfort in what we have to offer. And Tina, I know that you have got to put together another good show for us this week. Kind of give us some highlights on what we can expect this next 60 minutes.
Well, I'm really excited here in a moment. We're going to talk with Gerald Cozy, who is an administrator in training at Rosegate and has, I think we could just have him on all hour, but we do have other folks joining us. Noelle King is going to be on in the second part of the show, and she is the Joy Effect president. She's going to tell us a little bit about that group. And then we're going to be talking with Stephanie Glauner, who is with Down Syndrome of Indiana and is also a caregiver for a child living with Down Syndrome.
Excellent. That sounds like a pretty good show for you here this morning. And while I've got a minute here, before we get to our first guest and to some more information that Tina has for you, we want to certainly thank our friends at American Senior Community for their sponsorship of the show. And in fact, our first guest, as you mentioned, we'll talk to him just in just a moment. But is there anything else that you want to that you've got that's housekeeping information? Anything you want to talk about first?
Yeah, one of the things that Gerald is going to talk with us about is some of the cardiac programs, the rehabilitation that they've got at Rosegate. And we want to let you know that you can get your heart checked coming up on February 18th, actually through our friends at Community. They have a free heart screening coming up. So if you want to learn more about that, go to our Facebook page. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page, you probably haven't because we just launched it. It's Caregiver Crossing, and you can find it on Facebook. Like us, and we'll post some information about that heart screening coming up.
Okay. And again, the date on that?
The date is February 18th.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Anything else you have in your file of housekeeping notes?
You know, I'm anxious to talk with Gerald.
Let's bring him in. Gerald is here, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald Cozy. Gerald, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Gerald is an administrator in training at Rosegate. Now, how long have you been there?
Well, I started this summer, and it's a 6-month to 1-year internship where I have the luxury of serving in every capacity in a nursing home. So I got to serve our residents as a CNA. I got to serve our residents in dietary. I get to serve our residents in a social services environment. The bottom line is I had 6 months to just love on residents and learn.
That's not too bad at all. What led you in this direction?
Well, I started a ministry a couple years ago called Graceful Moments. And in a nutshell, we just go out and we love on seniors once a month. And for me, it's our opportunity to serve Christ by serving others. And with that, we value one-on-one relationships to listen, love, and learn from our revered elders. One thing led to another, and here I am, serving seniors for a profession as well as outside in the ministry.
Gerald, that's fantastic. I know you've had a lot of experiences at Rosegate. Is there something that really just sticks out for you?
You know, my greatest experience was one day a resident was really down and out, and she just did not enjoy her day. and I didn't know what to say, and I was really lost for words. And she's sitting in a wheelchair, mind you, and she pulls me to a chair, and I just have a seat with her, and without saying one word, I just held her hand, and that's all it took.
Wow.
And when we were finished, she said, "You're such a good friend." Aww. And I said, "Wow. That's pretty amazing, especially for a guy who spent the last 18 years in pharmaceuticals." It's just nice to be in a work environment and have someone who's benefiting just from a simple touch.
Yeah, there's so much to be said. We talk about that a lot, just through that physical touch with holding a hand or touching someone's knee or the look. And I'm sure, we're going to put pictures of you on Facebook, too, because I can see why just looking at you, she felt like you were a good friend. So that's great.
Thank you.
Well, and you all have some unique programs, and you know, we were just talking about heart health.
Yes.
At Rosegate, you've got cardiac rehabilitation?
Yes, we do. And it's an exciting rehab wing. And it's basically geared for those residents that are leaving a hospital after some sort of cardiac event, i.e. surgery or something of that nature.
And what happens with these folks? I mean, they're surrounded by other people who are in similar situations.
Yes. So if you look at our Rosegate Village, we have 6 rooms that are personalized specifically for residents that are dealing with heart health. OK, so that gives them a 6-to-1 ratio. So there's one nurse that performs every aspect of nursing, from the nurse's aide all the way up to their traditional care as a nurse. So that allows more of a patient focused care. It allows for consistency and familiarity, which is really important because, as you know, when patients are dealing with cardiac events, subtle changes mean a great deal.
Absolutely. And you are full of helpful information and tips. So what is one tip for taking care of our hearts?
Well, the first one is for all of us, and that's get physical. Get started and get at it. The second one would be drink plenty of water. Those things sound very simple, but they mean so much.
All right, so get physical and drink lots of water. You got that, Terry?
I've got it. I've heard about getting physical, but I was unsure about the water. I have not heard that particular tip.
Well, you know, a lot of these things go hand in hand. I can go on and on. Schedule your checkup. Make sure that you're taking time to serve yourself and have a physician look you over on a regular basis. Of course, eating healthy is always important, and controlling your cholesterol.
Yeah.
So we can go on and on, but the
stress. Let's talk stress, because that is a killer.
It is. So don't think, act, or be negative. Always remember the prize. Keep it simple and do not stress yourself out.
I can hardly wait until you're an administrator. I want to hear from you before we have to go to commercial. Excuse me. What is the one thing you're really looking forward to when you get to be the man in charge of your own long-term care facility?
Well, I tell you, the number one, you know how Notre Dame talks about play like a champion? Hopefully this is okay to say. But I've always had a thought process of serve like a champion. So it just excites me to think that my desire to serve residents can impact the entire building. So from the person who works in dietary, I'm serving our residents with a great meal, to those that work in social services, to nursing, et cetera, that I have the opportunity to put my stamp on how we serve our residents to the highest standard.
Here's what I love about this is we have a shortage coming up on leaders in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And with programs like this that American Senior Communities does with the administrator in training, we are finding and recruiting and just engaging wonderful people like you. I thank you for what you're doing now and being a good friend to so many people and for what you're going to be doing here in the near future.
Well, thank you. It's been our pleasure. And for those listeners out there, just remember to call a loved one. Serve our seniors. They are revered elders, and they mean a great deal to our community.
Gerald Cozy, administrator in training at Rosegate. Jerry, thank you so much for stopping by to see us. Coming up next, the Joy Effect, as we continue on Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC.